Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
We're finally here. The top teams in college basketball have been determined, and the Final Four is set. Looking to wager on these games or the national championship? Head over to betonline.ag on your desktop or your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all updated odds and info, along with player props and new contests throughout the year. It's the best source for all of your sporting wagering needs, including live betting and everyone's favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so join today. Learn why everyone is saying BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football this morning. This morning is my NFL, I want to say, team history video. It's the 1985 Chicago Bears defense. If you like the video this morning, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football as I broadcast live from my home studios here in Douglasville, Georgia, which is 20 miles west of downtown Atlanta. The 1985 Chicago Bears and their defense was special. In my opinion, the best defense that I ever seen up close and personal. And the thing about it was so unique about this defense, I saw several players play up close and personal. Of course, I saw Dan Hampton. He was a senior when I arrived on campus at the University of Arkansas back in 1978. So I saw him playing two games that year. I saw the great Mike Singletary, because Mike Singletary was playing at Baylor, and Arkansas and Baylor was in the same football conference, which was the Southwest Conference, along with Steve McMichael that played defensive tackle, who's with the Texas Longhorns. And then I was really able to see Richard Dent as he was a senior the following year at Tennessee State. So I knew about his game. I knew about him as a player. And then I was able to see Leslie Frazier, who played cornerback at Alcorn State, up close and personal, because one of my best friends that passed away a couple of years ago, Mr. Lawrence King, in his first year at Alcorn State, played down there when Leslie Frazier was there. Mr. King was a freshman when Mr. Frazier was a junior. So I had so much blessings and honor to see several players that played on that great defense. But when you look at the Chicago Bears and back then, you know, they got a nickname. They called the Bears the Monsters of the Midway. That 85 defense lived up to every billing. And it was led by one of the greatest defensive coaches of all time in Buddy Ryan. See, a lot of people don't know this about Buddy Ryan. He was already established as a defensive line coach because he was the defensive coordinator. Excuse me, but he was a fantastic D-line coach because he was the D-line coach for the New York Jets back in 1969 when Joe Namath guaranteed the Jets were going to beat the Baltimore Colts. But when you look at that defense, it was that D-line that made a difference in that football game in Super Bowl III. But let me get to the 85 defense. Led in seven categories. First in points allowed, 198 on the season. Yards allowed, 4,135 yards. Rush yards, first in the league. They allowed only 1,300 yards rushing that year in 16 games. They allowed only 236 first downs. They allowed only six rushing touchdowns that season. And they had 34 interceptions as a team, first in the league. 54 takeaways, first in the league. And the only thing they didn't lead because they were second in the league, they had 68 sacks. But Buddy Ryan, he had that 85 defense It was like a machine. He was a technician. And when I know the Bears was going to have something special, I go back to November the 17th, 1985, that season. And they went into Dallas on national television and beat that Cowboys team 44-0. And they were dominant from head to toe, from start to finish. And that Cowboys team still had some very good stars. Danny White, Tutal Jones, Randy White, Michael Downs, Dexter Clinstall, and Everson Walls. And they went in there and they made a statement on national television that day. Remember, the Bears only lost one game that season. They went 15-1 and they lost to the Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football. But some of them characters that played on that defense, like I said, Mr. Hampton, what you wanted with a defensive tackle, strong, run stopper, willing to take the pain inside. That's why he was voted in the Hall of Fame. Then you had the great Steve McMichael, who played for the University of Texas, IS Texas, but he don't get a lot of credit. He was another guy that did tackle position that tied up the line of scrimmage. And then you had the great Richard Dent. I knew he was a football player when I seen him play as a senior for Tennessee State under John Meredith, and how he performed on homecoming night in 1983 against Southern University. And I said to myself, I was in the stands in Nashville, Tennessee, and I said, that guy's going to be a football player. And he was an eighth round pick, but the rest is history. He ended up in the Hall of Fame, and he was most MVP, co-MVP in the Super Bowl that year. Then you had the linebackers. Otis Wilson doesn't get credit. Athletic. Strong, can set the edge. And then the guy on the other side, as you see in the graphics, Wilbert Marshall, athletic, speed, sideline to sideline, outstanding. Then you had Michael Singletary. I knew all about this young man coming out of college because when I was a freshman, Arkansas played Baylor that year. And just to show you how special Mike Singletary was, it was his sophomore year, he had 232 tackles. But in that game against Arkansas, he had 35 tackles. And he wore this number 63. And I said, oh my God, where is this guy came from? It was somebody out of the Twilight Zone. And think about Mike Singletary. As a true freshman, he had 97 tackles at Baylor, 232 as a sophomore, 188 as a junior, and 145 as a senior. And when he had some 35 tackles that year, in my freshman year, I was against the Arkansas offense that still had Ron Calcagni, Ben Cowens, Ronald Sales, who was the most MVP in the Orange Bowl against Oklahoma the previous year, and Michael Forrest. Michael Singletary, I'm gonna put it out there right now. He might be one of the top three linebackers that ever played this game. And he was the guy that led that 85 Bears defense. He was super, super. And I don't wanna hear about Dick Butkus. Singletary, in my opinion, here on 100 Yards to Watch, the greatest linebacker that played in Chicago Bears history. And then the secondary. See, to play in that 46 that Buddy Ryan put together, you had to put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, a lot of blitzing. Well, on the outside of this 85 Bears defense, their two corners don't get credit at all. But when you look at it, Leslie Frazier, I already knew what he was about. I know he could play man to man. And if you go back to the 85 season, he was special because he came out of the SWAT. Everson Walls, man to man. Albert Lewis, man to man. Willie Brown, man to man. Jimmy Marcellus, man to man. And the great Len Barney, man to man. That's where all the great corners were coming out of. I'm sorry. Don't get mad. Don't get hurt in your feelings. They came out of the SWAC. So I knew Leslie Frazier was going to be special. Then on the other side, Mike Richardson out of Arizona State. Boy, he was a very special corner. Could tackle. When he came out of Arizona State, all you could hear about was Gerald Riggs, Vernon Maxwell, Ron Brown, and Jim Jeffcoat. Nobody even thought about Michael Richardson. But boy, 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 him and Leslie Frazier, they held the boundaries down. Then you had the safety position, Gary Fincik, Torpedo. If he was playing today, he probably wouldn't be in the league because he would have had a lot of fines. But he was a guy that was like a weapon out there and very smart because he had a football IQ. He had a degree from Yale University. And then Dave Dorsey, he was a missing piece because he was athletic. Don't get a lot of credit out of Notre Dame, but he held it together on the back end. And then you had another force. You could throw when Mr. Dan Hampton and Steve McMichael got tired or the Bears wanted to go with just maybe a five-man D-line, you had that rookie out of Aiken, South Carolina by the name of the refrigerator out of Clemson University, William Perry. But that defense was special, man. And the thing about it is that everybody want to talk about the 2000 Baltimore Ravens with Ray Lewis, Rob Woodson, Michael McCrary, Peter Bowler, Jamie Sharper, Michael McCrary. That was an excellent defense. Then everybody want to talk about the 76 Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, they had Joe Green. No question about it. L.C. Greenwood, Ernie Holmes, Jack Lambert, Mel Blount. But for my money, when you look at the Chicago Bears defense from 1985, you're talking about intimidation. You're talking about having people scared. You're talking about week in and week out. You was the talk of the town. There's no defense ever. It's going to live up to its accolades. Since I'm living right now and I'm 61 years old, than the 1985 Chicago Bears. In the city of Chicago, you should be awfully, awfully proud because they set the tone of your city. They showed what Chicago was about. Mean, tough, nasty, taking anything I want at any time. And just to tell you how special, and I'm going to leave it with this, Eric Dickerson out of Sealy, Texas, was in his second year with the Rams. He had came out previously because the Rams were in the playoffs that year. And he had came out previously putting up 248 yards on the Cowboys in the first round. Following week against Chicago. NFC Championship game. You can look at the game film. You can go on YouTube. That first series, they gave the ball to E.D., Eric Dickerson, three times. First carry, no yards. Gary Fincik met him up in the hole. Second carry, he gained 5 yards. Mike Richardson came up with a really seriously tackle going low on him. That third down, third and five, he went in the middle. Steve McMichael, Dan Hampton, along with Mr. Singletary. They met Mr. Dickerson in the hole. And from that standpoint, it looked like he didn't want no more of that. Get me off the field. Let me take my pants off. Because it's like a car wreck out here on this football field. They are hitting me. I don't want no more of it. And think about how dominant that 85 Bears defense. They sum it all up. They're the only team in NFL history to have two shutouts in playoff football. Shut out Lawrence Taylor and the New York Giants 21-0. And they shut out the LA Rams the following week. Very special football team, man. Very special defense. The greatest of all time in one season. It's a shame the Bears didn't win no more Super Bowls with this defense. It really is. Mike Ditka, you should look yourself in the mirror and say, man, what did I do wrong? And then with that 85 Bears defense, you had to be happy for sweetness, Walter Payton. It's never going to be another defense that was intimidating, literally had you scared, and literally had you on your wheels than the 1985 Chicago Bears. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. And when I think about the Chicago Bears defense, before I go to my final words of the day, kudos to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen. It's only one way I can say this about the Chicago Bears defense of 85. Fire by the Ohio players. The way you walk and talk really sets me off to a four alarm, child. The way you squeeze and tease knocks me to my knees. The Chicago Bears of 1985 that was putting players to their knees. Look at the Detroit Lions film that year and quarterback Eric Hippo.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. Thank you for watching us and my team on 100 Yards Football. Logan Landers, Jeremiah Long, and the legend, 12-year veteran Bobby Butler, Atlanta Falcons, by way of Florida State. We want to say thank you and be blessed for the rest of the week. 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.